The human brain contains, I am told, 10,000 million cells, and each of these may have 1,000 connections. Such enormous numbers used to discourage us and cause us to dismiss the possibility of making a machine with human-like ability. But now that we have grown used to moving forward with great swiftness, we are becoming less pessimistic. Quite soon, in only 10 or 20 years perhaps, we will be able to assemble a machine as complex as the human brain. And if we can, we will. It may then take us a long time to render it intelligent by using the right software or by improving the hardware. But that too will happen. I think it's certain that in decades, not centuries, machines of silicon will arise, first to rival and then surpass human brain power. Once they surpass us, they will be capable of their own design. In a real sense, they will be reproductive. Silicon will have ended carbon's long monopoly. And ours too, I suppose. For we will no longer be able to deem ourselves the finest intelligence in the known universe. But let us look a little closer to the present. By the end of this decade, the decline of manufacturing will be nearly complete, with employment in manufacturing industries less than 10% in Britain. The goods are still needed, but as with agriculture already, imports and technical change will virtually eliminate the need for manpower. The Japanese are aiming to make computers dealing with concepts rather than numbers, with thousands of times more power than current large machines. This has triggered a swift and powerful response from America. There is a large joint program of development among leading US computer companies, and IBM, though it says nothing, may well have the biggest program of all. These projects are aimed at what are loosely termed fifth generation computers. These are really a new type of machine entirely, and will be as different from today's computers as today's computers are from an adding machine. The simple microprocessor provides sufficient intelligence for current assembly line robots. As robots learn to see and feel, their brains will grow. Eventually, and not too far in the future, they will make decisions on the production line that are of the kind currently made by supervisors.